Welcome, treasure. I am Kasha Shakti, and I am here to play with your spirituality, your sexuality, and your sense of reality. This is a hypnosis session themed around goddess worship and devotion, specifically the benefits of having the attention of a goddess in a very indulgent mood. While I will be speaking for myself and for particular devotees of mine, in me's and my's, you also have my permission to use this recording as part of your training for a different goddess. If that is your situation, simply formulate the intention now, and you will find that your mind naturally translates references to me appropriately towards your primary goddess. I assume that you have thought ahead to the kind of environment in which you should be getting present to my presence and have provided yourself with the basics of physical comfort and auditory clarity. If not, the button with the small vertical slashes is for you. Take a moment to think through any possible details that will improve the quality of your trance, remembering that you won't want to get up for any reason for the next hour or so. Very good, sweet treasure. Now let your body fall loose and comfortable, breathing in all the way to the bottom of your lung and blowing out all that spent air as your muscles release all tension. Again, a deep draw inward of cleansing, centering oxygen. And out, giving in to the relaxation of simply listening to my voice. And now easy, natural breath, following the gentle pleasure of giving your body all it needs of our most basic fuel. So good. Again now, building down from the feeling of relief and repose, three more deep breaths, each one doubling your level of relaxation, helping everything fall away so that you can focus on my voice leading you down into trance. Breathe in, filling, and holding. Breathe out, letting go completely. Breathe deep, lovely, simple obedience. And out, empty and passive. Another full inspiration, doubling once more your state of extreme restfulness. And release, exhaling the last remnants of worry and stress into the peaceful bliss of simply obeying all of my suggestions. Now begin to imagine that within your mind, there's a dial that indicates and controls how wakeful you are, as represented by a number between 1 and 20. The more deeply you relax and focus on my voice, the lower the number goes, and the dial turns down. Let your body fall loose and heavy, and the dial goes down. Take a relaxing deep breath, and the dial goes down. And when I say dial down, the dial goes down. You can almost hear the click of the notches as you easily start to sink down into trance. Dial down until you reach 10, a state of very comfortable ease, your whole body lax and drifting, naturally paying total attention to my voice, feeling very safe following all of my instructions. Good treasure. I can also push you back up towards wakefulness with the phrase dial up. When I say dial up, the numbers will start to get higher as you slip out of your drowsy state towards fully refreshed and alert consciousness. Dial up through 11, 12, 13, stop. Here you are feeling sleepy still, but not as deep as you can easily go. Dial up to 14, 15, 16, and feeling now almost no trance at all, simply very relaxed, as though you've been still behind closed eyes for a while. Now, as I say each number, you can easily dial down back to 10, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, and as we explore the lower settings, each notch the dial slips down will double your release from conscious control, taking you into a deeper trance. Dial down to 9, my treasure. Don't you love the way I can tweak the controls of your experience? Sleepier now, sliding down to 8. Dial down to 7. 6. Beginning to feel the pull of deep trance, starting to sink into where it feels so erotically good to let go. Dial up quickly, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and slowly dial down, sinking languid, drifting lower, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, dial up, 5, 6, 7, dial down. Will trigger 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, deeply asleep now, barely aware of me speaking to you, although your subconscious is absorbing and cataloging every word. It's so sexy to control your levels with such ease, treasure, to twist and turn you however I want. Dial up 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh, so high when you really long to be deep for me, don't you? Dial down a little so you don't float away. 14, 13, 12. Doesn't that feel better? Starting to slip back down into surrender, relaxation, relief. You want more, don't you, treasure? Down to 11, 10, 9. See how sweet I am, taking you lower than your starting relaxation point. 9, 10, 11, 10, And now going all the way down into a deep sleep. Dial down, starting from 7, 6, so good to slip lower for me, 5, very empty, very safe, 4, peacefully losing all control, 3, very good treasure, releasing all tension for me now, 2, drifting and fuzzy, drowsy treasure, 1, fully lost into a deep, enchanted sleep, incapable of doing anything but passively absorbing everything I say and immediately, easily obeying. It's wonderful to have you in such a compliant, submissive mode where I can tweak and train you to become even more pleasing and focused in your devotion. The deeper you fall into trance, the more extensively I can transform and improve you. The more excellent you become, the more you will have to offer the goddesses you adore. The more impressive and satisfying you are as a devotee increases the quality of attention given over to possessing you. Extra goddess tending inevitably pushes you deeper into surrender. The more you feel yourself out of control, the harder your cock gets. And all of that erotic tension that builds in your cock saturates you with need for more enchantment. And the more you need me, the better I will make you. The more results you will see, the more you will know how much power I have over you, the more passionate you will feel when engaging in acts of goddess worship. I'm going to help you relax not just your physical body, but your energetic body as well. I'm going to lead you through a surrender exercise, using the concept of chakras to sort through different types of energy and association. No matter what, if any, experience or knowledge you have around any of the many belief systems that utilize the body's energetic centers, simply follow my instructions while I work out all the knots in your subtle body. I'm going to begin with the vertically lowest chakra and work upward. And the higher I move in your body, the deeper you will fall into trance. Although you already feel so very powerless and vulnerable, each energy center you give over to me will pull you down into more compelling emptiness, refreshing your experience with the possible again and again. Simply obey and enjoy having so much beautiful energy to offer up to me. First, visualize your root chakra, a swirling ball of red energy centered right under the base of your cock. This is the center of your survival instinct, security, grounding, and connection to your physical body. It is your foundation. Take a deep cleansing breath to clear your base of all feelings of instability and cloudiness, letting the energy flow. And now surrender your root chakra to me, relaxing into my trust and my care as I hold you with my voice. Rely on my grounding, my centering to sustain you. Good treasure. Sinking deeper into trance while sliding your focus up above the base of your cock, about 2 inches below your navel, is your sacral chakra. This spinning orange wheel is the heart of your primal erotic energy and creative spark, crackling desire, pulsing and spinning, pushing and wanting, seeking gratification. Release all resistance to letting that erotic intensity flow into surrender, dedicating your increasing arousal to your worshipful devotion. So deeply satisfying. Moving up to your solar plexus, where your will center spins in yellow, fueling your drive to act, your personal power and sense of individuality. Your will may take abuse from trying to force yourself to do things you believe you should do, or from resisting control from external sources. Rest and relieve your willful feelings by giving up your ability and desire for autonomous action. Relax into the safety of my will, my desires for you. Take a thorough clearing breath, feeling how languid and good it is to rest outside your own power. Lovely and right to let your will recover for when you need it. I love knowing that in this moment, the only will you have is mine, and how good that makes you feel. Moving higher into your energy system as you sink deeper into trance. At your breastbone is your heart chakra, in loving, abundant green. From the heart springs love, passionate, friendly, familial, and every flavor in between, as well as compassion and generosity. Open your heart and let all of your love flow unabated, acknowledging the joy and power you experience from loving, letting go of anything you may feel as a hurt to your heart, and now giving over control of your heart chakra to me, letting all the beauty you feel take you deeper into trance. Very good treasure. Your throat chakra is a whirl of turquoise blue energy that relates to all forms of expression and communication. If your throat seems dark or cloudy, you may be feeling unheard or frustrated in your ability to understand and be understood by others. But I know you, treasure. I understand very clearly what you need by your expression of being in trance for me. Give in very deeply to receiving the communication of my voice, speaking just to lead you into deeper surrender. And give over also your throat chakra to me.
If you are lucky enough to touch us, we definitely thoroughly control.
Falling through depths of consciousness as you move up to the center of your forehead is your third eye, the indigo chakra of seeing, intuition, awareness, spiritual connection, mysterious psychic powers, From here, there is knowing without information, conclusion without process. Trust your higher self and let yourself be guided into a more intense state of subconscious connection by releasing your third eye to me as you float farther into your hypnotic journey. Finally, still pulling you down at the very top of your head is your crown chakra, the seat of your consciousness, the center that knows wisdom, understanding, timeless and spaceless connection to time and space, the light bulb above the head, all expressed through flowing violet light, a purple fountain of energetic expression. Now, intentionally giving up consciousness to me as you drift into a deep sleep, feeling very safe and satisfied to know that you have surrendered control so thoroughly and so well. Now, as I am holding all the centers of your power with my will and divine love, all of your essentials safely cherished in my possession, I'm going to open you up, making you exposed and vulnerable for the duration of your trance, bringing all of your chakras into perfect balance as I push open all of your throttles and spin you into a state of erotic and spiritual ecstasy. Ignore or enjoy any unusual muscle contractions, spasms, twitches that may result from the intensity of the energetic experience combined with the saturation of this enchantment, and take full breath to ease any excited trembling. How incredibly sexy do you find it that I can form and work you into such transcendental states, good treasure? It is one of my favorite goddess perks to get to reward and stroke you into elated being. Do you know that I call you my treasure because you are so precious to me? I soak up your adoration, bask in your worship, and glow with pride in your devotion. I find your obedience so arousing and satisfying. Your humility makes me quiver with excitement. You thrill me, my treasure, just by listening to my voice and enjoying the building arousal, the hardening desire that builds so quickly when I'm praising you. Doesn't it feel good to know that you are my good treasure? The phrase good treasure should always send a pleased shiver through your stomach and cock, because nothing could be more sexually exciting than knowing a goddess is pleased with you. Isn't that right, good treasure? My cherished, lovely, pleasing, good treasure. I want you to relax, knowing that giving yourself over into trance, listening to me, submitting yourself to hypnotic control, is a beautiful, sacred act. It has always been typical of religion to include some form of prayer or meditation that is essentially the practice of shutting the fuck up so that the invoked deity can get a word in against the noisy striving the human mind is normally engaged in. You may consider me well and truly invoked. Therefore, this is your time of worship through receiving, opening up while your mind is so quiet and still, empty and absorbent. You have no option but to rest in my comfort, fully receptive to the bliss I create for you. You cannot possibly avoid simply experiencing the arousing pleasure of effortless, total devotion. And you could not be doing anything at this moment that would please me more. You love being in this rewarded, relaxed, yet aroused state, don't you, good treasure? You should feel just as pleased with yourself as you are aroused, euphoric, with tingling electric tickles dancing in your fingers, across your stomach, making your cock jump. Trapped in dreamy delight, devoting your existence, submitting your being, being taking deeper into new states of subconsciousness. This is how it feels to know you're a good treasure. It makes your cock hard and your mind fuzzy, a sense of total well-being, centered on the excitement tightening your balls. Those feelings of glowing contentment and erotic exhilaration complement each other perfectly, heighten each other like salty and sour. It would be almost impossible not to develop association between the feeling of hot, craving desire and a full body rush of contented pleasure, release of tension and languid ease. And the more relaxed you feel, the more intense the feeling of need in your cock. The more overwhelming your sexual compulsion becomes, the better it will feel to take a moment to relax and discharge all stress. I want you to be unable to separate the feeling of arousal and the feeling of tranquility. And the more they overlap and interchange, the more powerful and inseparable they will become. The more closely associated sexuality and relaxation are for you, the more all forms of arousal will draw you towards trance. No matter what it is that turns you on, all of your erotic energy will feel like the relief of submission. And I know how much there is to turn you on, because I have plotted, planned, and conspired with other goddesses, priestesses, mistresses, sorority girls, actresses, models, women everywhere and of every type, to make sure that you are constantly bombarded with stimuli that increase the amount of time you spend feeling the pull, the pleasure of being devoted to me and every goddess you have the privilege of worshiping, knowing that we've been laying a web of sensuality to trap you, to tease you, and to control you. Doesn't help you wiggle away, does it? No, you don't want to get away. And every time you feel the deliberate sting of a sexy tease, knowing we have collectively arranged to play with you and every other creature susceptible to beautiful breath, luscious lips, and unattainable pussy. So many intoxicating curves on the female body, each one being presented just so to maximize effect on your sexual psyche. Haven't you always suspected that we must be acting in the most exquisite coordination to keep you in a constant state of ache for our bodies your whole life, trading off responsibility for making sure your addiction to pleasing us is carefully honed, exchanging missions so you won't catch on. But I'm taking the game to a different level now, my treasure, because every supposedly casual flirtation, every waft of perfume from a gorgeous woman who by appearances doesn't even notice you exist, will be 10 times as effective, knowing that we're manipulating you on an epic level. The immediate effect of intense arousal at even the most mundane sexy stimulation will trigger the association of total body relaxation and well-being. The feeling of relaxation will make you crave the devotion of trance. Your need to worship through hypnosis, the powerful effect you cannot deny of your training, will make you even more sensitized to being teased by every woman engaged in the collective conquest of every aspect of your being. In short, you look at us, we own you. You smell us, we own you. If you are lucky enough to touch us, we definitely, thoroughly control every bit of your life. You know that the collective power of a vast feminine conspiracy leaves you helpless. Inevitably, we will get anything we want from you. To become exceptionally clear about that, I want you to imagine trying to resist. Suppose you get up in the morning with the intention of not letting even one of us turn you on and establish control of you through your cock. But the moment your mind wanders to sex, the very second blood rushes to your pelvis and turns you stiff with desire, we've won again. Contemplate what it would take to defy our will. You see, my treasure, you are already completely conquered, because you know without doubt how certainly you could never overcome the compelling drive to submit, particularly because you don't even have the slightest inclination to resist, do you? Not that you're aware of. But deep down, where your primal core jerks away, whether with fear or pride or simple reflex, whether you admit it or not, even that willful kernel cannot withstand the consuming need to respond to the conditioning and attention being lavished on you. What a relief, I know, to know that the thing that most gets in the way of the consummate dedication that is your ultimate desire, your most pleasing possible sacrifice, that unwanted opposition from within is over. You can let it go. Surrender. Know that any withholding cannot last. Isn't that good, treasure? And to make really, truly, absolutely sure that you will be an easy victim to my crafty plans, I'm going to take unfair advantage of stripping your energetic centers from you earlier, making just a few little tweaks to your being. I don't know if that's ethical, but it certainly is whimsical. Don't worry, as I have no intent to do harm, because I know you can't help wanting what I want. Every nudge I make will have only positive effects that you know you want and need. Beginning now with your crown chakra, held and open, inserting into your program of knowledge and thinking consciousness the vulnerability of knowing the games being played to compel your mind, closing and protecting behind my influence. Penetrating your third eye with visions of perfect devotion, using your intuition to pull you towards me, reprogramming your sense of spiritual connection to an even clearer need for goddess worship, and now returning your tuned and shielded psychic center. Filling your throat with praises for the erotic beauty around you, the ardent desire to tell everyone what an extraordinary goddess I am, to tell me how grateful you are for my affection, before shutting and returning your own power of communication. Planting in your heart a thousandfold seeds of love that will grow quickly and flourish from within, ensnaring you and establishing deep roots in the center of your adoration, and now creating a doting ward, permeable but protective, before relinquishing holding of your heart. Your will, I am most tempted to not allow you at all, but it is fun when you squirm a little. Besides, with goddess privilege, I am taking this opportunity to rewire your will, setting it to make sure that nothing interferes with your unconditional surrender to my every desire. My will to do with as I choose, return to you strong but incapable of fighting me. And before I release your sacra, I can't resist inflaming your erotic desire, all your sexual need into explosive, steamy passion. For all intents and purposes, setting now a hair trigger, so easy to release your cravings for the purpose of inciting your capitulation in the face of any turn-on I put in your path, leaving you wildly aroused as I return the nexus of your sexuality and your root chakra, the core of your survival, your base, specially modified to reflect an essential nature of commitment and loyalty to Goddess, so that deep in your most basic programming, you know yourself to be joyfully enthralled, altered to my specifications and returned better for my influence. Now that you are so excellently reconditioned, I am almost ready to return you to the outer world. When you wake, you will find yourself energetic and refreshed, but predominantly madly horny. Everything that normally turns you on will seem 10 times as appealing because you have been in trance. 10 times as exciting because you know playing with your fervor will deepen your devotion. 10 times as thrilling as you are caught up in the play of wondering which of the forces tantalizing your cock are part of my conspiracy. You will find that you have an intense compulsion to seek out sources of goddess power so you can build the need in your cock to a frenzy worthy of devoted release. When you do orgasm for me, and I don't believe you can hold back for long, you will immediately trigger a longing to listen to this session again And every time you listen, the conditioning will have increased, profound, and lasting effect, which you want very much, don't you, good treasure? I know you can't wait to go explore, so picture once more that dial now buried deep past zero that measures your wakefulness. Gently, I'm going to turn you all the way up to 20, where you will be completely wakeful and randy. Dial up through the single digits. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Letting your body start to stretch and feel. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Very good, treasure. Halfway to the most glorious self-gratification you can conceive of. Dial up. 11, 12, 13, 14. Perhaps even fluttering your eyes now as you dial up. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Enjoy yourself now, my good treasure. And don't forget to bring the eyes attached to that throbbing cock over to KashaShakti.com to enjoy pictures of me very much intended to make you want me. And I'm sure you'll be hearing from me again very soon.